Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hello, I'm Brian C. and I'm alcoholic. My home group is Essendon North. My question is, when did we start to try meditation and prayer? Mother and my stepfather took me to AA in 1970 when I was 17. Americans call this intervention. I called it resentment. When I got to my first self-motivated meeting 26 years later, I was an ego. I began praying on the 1st of the 8th, 1996, with the Serenity Prayer. Absolutely convinced of the three pertinent ideas of page 60, I began experiencing God about the place occasionally, and this awareness increased on my journey. Never lonely. Being absolutely convinced, I opened my mind. In AA, the key of grace will open the door. Willingness for alcoholics is not new. We once were up for anything, but changing. Willingness to admit transforms to an unknown recovery of growing experiences. Turning over to God's care, my prayers do happen for me, with me being patient. Prayer is a peaceful conversation, not arguing, and maturely suggesting my wants for that I care for, and is available to all people. God never hurts me, and God will never stop me hurting my own self. God's lessons are my happy mistakes. I default to clinging to my lesson, and when I do eventually learn it, I then receive the next lesson. I have found this a big adjustment from active alcoholism. Meditation began after the third step, very simply, with a 10-session local council relaxation course. I just went about slowly, trying different self-disciplines, getting some ideas, and something else would come up, and I would practice that. Meditation is stillness of my mind. Self-talk or thinking does occur while meditating. When I'm aware of that thought, I silently say to myself, "This is just a thought," and I let it go to keep trying to be free of bondage. My spiritual awakening is graced, serene, accepting, growing, and courageous. It leads me to wisdom, giving, and triumph. Very nice feeling, and like a father with a child, loving and caring is present. It is just neither a feeling nor thought, but rather a sense. Sensing God feels secure with a conscious gratitude. That contact opens me to caring in so many ways. God bless you all, and God does.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.